You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and we are joined with Dom Betts. This is our series Title Watch and we're going to do Manchester City today, Dom. But before we get onto that, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone I met outside the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday before their League Cup match with Reading. Recorded some stuff with them, asked them what the score prediction was, and there were some really brilliant people, and they all subscribed after. And if you're listening to this podcast now, and I met you on Tuesday, and the reason you're listening is because I got you subscribed, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully, the podcast will be out soon. It's nice to meet the fans, isn't it?
It is nice to meet the fans. Obviously, I meet a load every single week, but they're all the same fans, so it's obviously nice to meet different fans, and obviously, if I went, I'd probably just get annoyed.
What, with me?
No, with Arsenal fans.
Oh, right. No. They were a lovely bunch of lads. I went to, you know that Arsenal YouTube channel?
Fan TV.
Yeah, Fan TV. They, like, all stand round recording it before the game, and there's, like, a load of, like, young kids there watching these people shout about Arsene Wenger or whatever they shout about. I just went around the kids. I was like, what's the score? What's the score going to be? And I was like, do you want to subscribe? And they were like, yeah. And hopefully you'll enjoy the podcast if this is your first time listening since then. Dom, we're not going to do Arsenal. We're going to do about Manchester City. Let's turn our attention to Pep and his...
Six games
without a win. He's never had in his career before 6 games without a win. The game last night, the League Cup game, I know we're meant to do about the title in the Premier League, but let's talk about the Manchester United game at Old Trafford. I was so disappointed he didn't put his first strength team out. Weren't you?
Not really, no.
Why? You were watching it. It's a spectacle. Man United had their full team out. Why couldn't we have the same game we had in the Premier League? Why couldn't we have that? Why couldn't he play Silva, De Bruyne, Sterling, Aguero?
I know it would be good to see them play, but I quite enjoyed seeing the youngsters who don't get to play in City's team a lot. Like the young right back, who I thought was excellent, Garcia in central midfield.
Yes, the right back, yeah.
Iheanacho didn't have the best game, but it was nice to see him start.
But they were just so blunt up front. And they needed the star quality, which they possess in their squad. I was impressed by Garcia. And is it Matthew?
Matthew.
He was unbelievable. And Garcia, first half, was bossing. If you compare him to Pogba, he was bossing. But they just got tired in the second half. I was disappointed they didn't play their full strength team. But that's Pep's prerogative. Why didn't he do it? Let's talk about the league then. They're sitting top of the league. We can be as downbeat as we want, 6 games without a win. Sitting top of the league, Dom. What's Pep brought to the Premier League?
He's brought the whole aura that surrounds him, and which can sometimes be a negative thing as well sometimes, because so much is expected of you. But he's shown that he's ruthless.
Yes.
In his management style, he's ruthless. He doesn't care about the reputation of a player. As we mentioned before, Joe Hart doesn't play him that much. Even the likes of Aguero.
The stories have been that Aguero's about to sign a new long-term contract. Is this just politics that he's putting him on the bench before he signs the big contract and they go back to being happy families? But what's going on with Aguero at Barcelona? I've talked about it. You do not leave your biggest weapon on the bench, because that sends a signal to Barcelona that you're in for an easier night with Aguero on the bench. Like Manchester United last night. You start Iheanacho, you like Iheanacho, and I like Iheanacho, but who's better?
Yeah, he's not Aguero.
Not worth asking the question.
He's no Sergio Aguero.
Why does Pep do it? Is it to show his authority? That he is the one person at that club that's in charge?
It must be, because there's no other reason to drop the best striker in the league. There is no other reason for it. Because Aguero is, by a country mile, the best striker in the league. And if you have the best striker in the league and you're playing a one-striker formation, there's no reason for you not to play him. I kind of understood first half against Barca, but I think he should have brought on Aguero at half-time, because with the injuries to, what was it, Piqué and Jordi Alba, I would have brought him on. Two of their best defenders were out injured off the pitch, 2 substitutions made already. Bring on Aguero, he would have terrorised him, Titi and Matuidi.
They just flopped in there in the second half, though, didn't they? You've talked about Pep's aura. At the start of the season, they went on a 10-game unbeaten run. They were bossing every single team. The football, some of it was revolutionary for the Premier League. It was revolutionary. I've not seen a team pass. I know managers say, I like to play out from the back, but I've never seen a team in the Premier League play out from the back unless they're causing suicide. Have we reached a point where he's asking his players to do too much? He's changing the formation too much, Dom, and this is why the results aren't keeping up.
Yes and no. I mean, I think, like, he is changing the team a lot, which is not a good thing if you want to win the league. Let's take Leicester. I know we use it all the time, but they hardly changed their 11 last year. And that's why they're so consistent. But also, I don't think he knows his best 11. And I think he's trying to work it out.
Yeah, I agree.
And I've said this all season, there's still so much dead wood in that squad. The likes of Yaya Toure, the likes of Alexander Kolarov, I know he's been playing, but he's still a bit of dead wood. It's clear he...
Clichy last night against Manchester United. He's just not got the quality.
He looks so
anymore.
Poor compared, obviously, to the right-back Maffeo, who is in. There's so much dead wood in that squad that needs to have gotten rid of. I know Fernando has a role to play, but he doesn't start many games.
No.
Fernandinho starts ahead of him. Maybe needs a season. It's not like Football Manager. You can't walk into a club, put a tactic in and expect it to run right in every league you go to.
But Pep does expect that from his team.
Pep may expect it, but it can't. You just can't do that in the Premier League. He needs at least a year before his philosophy is properly implemented into that City team, just so he gets his team.
But I don't understand that now, because he didn't need a year at the start of the season when they were bossing games. He didn't need a year. Now it's like he needs time. At the start of the season, he didn't need time. It's like, what is this now?
I'm not sure what to make of it, because it's not like they're playing awfully. I mean, they're not playing as well as they were against the likes of West Ham.
Are they just making individual mistakes? Is John Stones making more individual mistakes than he was at the start of the season? Is Vincent Kompany coming in? He's unfit. He's not ready. He's not match fit. He's had no pre-season. He's making a few mistakes. Kolarov is playing centre-half. It's a position he doesn't know. He's making mistakes. I want to talk about the goalkeeper. You said Pep's come in and made brave decisions, and the bravest decision was dropping Joe Hart. Why did he leave it to the first game of the season? Why didn't he do it straight after the Euro? Say, I respect Joe Hart, what he's done for this club. Why is he picking fights with Aguero? Why did he pick this battle with Joe Hart when the team sheet was announced on the first game of the season? What's happening now is Bravo's making mistakes, Dom. He's making big mistakes. If Pep didn't make such a big deal of dropping Joe Hart, maybe we wouldn't be so critical of Bravo, but he is making mistakes. And I want to ask the question now. Was the decision the right one? Getting rid of Joe Hart and bringing in Claudio Bravo?
I think getting rid of Joe Hart was the right decision for the football they're playing. There's no hiding it. Joe Hart's distribution isn't the best. And that's key to the Man City team. If you look at the stats that talk about his distribution, they are quite poor. But I wouldn't have brought in Claudio Bravo.
Who would you have brought in?
I would have Marc-Andre ter Stegen, the other Barcelona keeper, the younger one. Because I'd rather spend, 40-30 million on a keeper who's like 20-23 maybe like that, instead of spending 20 million on a 30-year-old keeper.
I understand.
I don't think...
But why did they spend that money earlier in the summer? Why did they wait to drop Joe Hart on the first game, shock the whole of the Premier League by dropping the England goalkeeper? Why did he wait to that point? Was he searching for a goalkeeper beforehand? Because to me, it looked like, right, I'm going to drop Joe Hart now, and now I'm going to look for a goalkeeper. It was done too late, wasn't it? It was mismanagement.
You could say it was done too late. They still won all their games in August.
Because Big Willie was in goal.
Yeah, Big Willie was in goal. People do say it's too late, yes, but they won all their games in August. So it didn't affect the team. Maybe the team morale or the team chemistry, maybe, but not the results of the team.
I understand. Who's impressed you then? We've said about Bravo making a few mistakes. Who's impressed you in this City side? Who has Pep got? We all know he's a wonderful coach. Who's he moulded? You've looked at him in a City shirt this season and thought, wow, under Pep, he is progressing.
Well, it's the clear, obvious answer is Raheem Sterling. Comparison how he played last season when he had the big money transfer to Man City, had maybe a couple of games where he's played well, but for the first couple of months of the season, this is a Raheem Sterling I remember under Rodgers at Liverpool. I know he's dropped off, but that's because the whole team's dropped off recently.
But I think with Raheem, he's taking more responsibility in his play, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like he wants to provide the assist. He's making a difference where it matters. Before, I just thought he was a bit lightweight. Last season, did he want to get in the position to score goals? Was he nervous about making mistakes because of his big transfer fee? This year, he's taken on the responsibility and he's looking like a player who's going, you know what, I want to be at the level of Aguero. I want to get to where De Bruyne is. I want to start for Manchester City. Hopefully, he can take responsibility for England because we need players like that who aren't scared. And he looks like a determined young man. At the new camp, I was impressed by Raheem Sterling. When Jeremy Mathieu was on his yellow card, Raheem Sterling didn't just go to the corner. He thought, I'm going to try and knock it past him and get him sent off. That's football intelligence. Raheem Sterling is developing very well. Very well. The other English player who everyone raves about, he's a brilliant passer, John Stones. Why is he making these mistakes now?
Right, first of all, I think the one for the Southampton goal on Sunday, isn't 100% his fault. I think Kompany's got a role to play in that as well.
And Bravo, I thought, was too deep.
And maybe was it Sane or Sterling on his side? They were nowhere to be seen, the wing-back.
Yeah.
They were nowhere to be seen.
There was no option.
And wing-backs, I know they need to go forward, but they also need to come back.
So do you think in the eyes of a normal football fan, we see that as a John Stones mistake? Do you think Pep Guardiola will see it as a team mistake?
I think he would, because John Stones is not aiming at a pass at Bravo. He's aiming at a pass at Kompany. But Kompany's a bit too far forward. So yes, maybe it's a bad pass from John Stones, right? If he's aiming for Kompany, but it's still bad from the whole team
in
general.
It's a bad formation.
Not a bad formation, but...
Well, it was at the time.
Yeah, it's a good formation to play, but the way they were playing it at that minute or second in the game wasn't right.
And like, that's what caused the mistake, and it caused a goal.
If you wouldn't Chelsea play three at the back, but their wing-back's always close.
Yeah, that's true. They're more defensive-minded. When I saw the lineup against Southampton, I'm thinking, bloody hell, Sane, Sterling as your
wing-backs.
Basically your wing-backs. De Bruyne, Silva, Gundogan, Fernandinho, Aguero. I honestly thought, I was like, good luck, Southampton. Good luck. But they played it tremendously. They put City under pressure. Let's talk about City then. We did a podcast at the start of the year where we were predicting where City would finish. We both predicted City would finish first at the end of the season. After 9 Premier League games, City are first. Are you still sticking that by the end of game 38, Dom?
Yeah, 29 games later, they're still going to be top of the league.
You mean 30?
No, because they'll be 39 games, so 29 games.
Ah, yeah.
See what I'm doing there?
I can't even get my maths right, mate.
Come May, 38 games played, they will be top of the league. I know you don't think that.
No, I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. And football fans are allowed to do that.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
I've been impressed by Arsenal. And I think Arsenal are going to win the league. I'm not saying definitively Arsenal are going to win the league, because they will prove me wrong. No doubt about that. But at this moment, I just think Arsenal team looks settled. They're ready for this. I don't think Pep's team are quite ready yet. As you've said, does he know his best formation? Is he going to cause more problems with key players like Aguero? I don't see that at Arsenal this year.
They don't look as tactically naive as they have in recent years.
And that's what I'm saying. Are the tactics, are the players in place at City just quite yet? They are blowing my mind with some of the football, but the results and the mistakes are still there.
As you know, football's a results business. You can play. You can
little cliche there from Don Bex.
You can play as well as you want.
Oh,
all you have to do is grind out results.
Sorry, John Motson.
That's all you need in the league.
Okay.
Leicester proved that last season, as I mentioned multiple times.
They didn't make many mistakes, and City are making mistakes at the moment. But Dom still thinks that they're going to win the title. I think they're going to go close. Don't shout at me for changing my mind. I think they're going to go close, but I just think Arsenal are going to pip them. But that's football. That's opinions. And this is the Football Hour, full of footballing opinions. Dom, thank you very much.
No worries.
Say thank you to everyone listening.
Thank you for everyone listening. And as well, make sure on your iTunes podcasting app or on your computer, hit that subscribe button, and all these podcasts will get into your phone, laptop, iPad, dog, cat, hamster, straight away.
He's done what I normally do, but added a dog, cat and hamster. Can I just say something went in my mind? Someone was subscribed to the podcast, the Football Hour series, Title Watch, and they were listening to the Man United one, and I got a Snapchat from one of my friends, Ollie, and he said, Dom Betts, what is he on about Paul Pogba playing in Hazard position? Do you want to just have a word with Ollie now because he's subscribed?
They play two number 10s in that position against Man United, right?
Right.
Hazard didn't have any defensive responsibility in that game.
Okay, Ollie, you still listening?
If you play Pogba in that position where Pogba doesn't need to track back, he can just stay behind the striker.
Interesting.
He will get the goals and assists.
Right, okay.
Water is now wet.
Water is now wet and Ollie is now
dry.
Filled more with knowledge.
The Dom Betts knowledge.
Ollie, snatch at me if you want to have a go back at Dom, and we'll talk about it in the next podcast.
No one likes my footballing opinions because they're most of the time wrong, but that's not the point. That's why people listen to the Football Hour, just so I can frustrate them even more.
Right, okay. I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Dom Betts providing awful opinions to you constantly. Right, thank you for listening to the Football Hour. We're going to go now. We've been talking rubbish for too long. Goodbye.
Way too long.
This is Dom Betts and Alex Mearns on the Football Hour.